Here are today's top stories. The Democratic National Convention's underway, and all they got to do is play lovey ball. Just three and out and let the defense win games. But nope, fumble, false start, and pick six on the first drive. The DNC email hack shows that leaders of the Democratic Party conspired to elect Hillary and keep Bernie down. In other words, no duh. This is not good, and it's led to the resignation of DNC Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who has replaced Joe Lieberman as the most hated Democrat in the history of politics. Or wait, maybe she replaces Hillary. She got fired, but Hillary picked her up as an honorary chair for her campaign, which, of course, riled up Facebook. But honorary chair essentially means she gets to sit in the back at the pancake breakfast, if there's room. The reason she wasn't outright cast into the sea is because she would just turn around and be a pundit for Fox News and give away more Hillary secrets. Again, no duh. Dems blame the Russians for the hack, saying that they're getting involved in our politics to help Donald Trump win because Putin and Trump are buddies. The Russians. Really? Am I the only one who saw Red Dawn, both the classic and the remake? I mean, the Russians are coming. They're really coming. Get some weapons. Get some food. We got to go to the hills. To the hills. No? It's not that kind of Russia. But this is the new normal. There can't be a boring, typical political convention these days. There's always strife. Last week, 4 years ago, 4 years before that. It's not surprising that this is becoming Stumblegate. But we'll see what the story is after Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders speak later tonight. Ooh, live politics and live mics. Can't wait. Bernie called for no booing or violence on the floor in Philadelphia. He did so by sending a mass text to his supporters in various delegations. It said, "No violence, please. Also, how do I work this remote on this TV? Call your mother. She wants to talk." There's a bunch of emojis and an eggplant, which I thought was weird. It's been a long time since there was violence at a convention. It goes back to 1996 when Channel 5's Dick Kay pushed me and said, "Get out of my shot." That's a true story. I couldn't get out of bed for like 6 months. My hero. Donald Trump got the convention bounce, and he currently looks to be ahead 5 or 6 points. Upon hearing that news, Trump fired his entire campaign staff for not being up more. "We're winners. Winners don't win. We dominate." Then he said, "On to Poland." Also, where's Rahm? The mayor of Chicago has zero role in the DNC this week, even though other Democratic mayors are speaking. Gosh, have you seen the speakers at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday? He couldn't beat out Eva Longoria? I mean, Demi Lovato is speaking tonight. Demi Lovato from, like, Disney. She has more clout than Rahm Emanuel does in the Democratic Party. C'est la vie. Michael Jordan is giving $1 million to a community policing group and to the NAACP after writing that he couldn't sit by and watch what's happening in this country. Then he said, $1 million more to whoever wins. Take the over-under. The Olympics are right around the corner, and things in Rio are not going smoothly. Some of the athletes from countries like Australia, New Zealand, and Great Britain have already deemed the Olympic Village uninhabitable. The mayor of Rio shot back, saying maybe they'd be more comfortable with a kangaroo in their room. It's funny, if there weren't exposed wires and standing water. I mean, you get money from the Olympics to put these villages together, right? Less bits, fix the plumbing. Yikes on traffic and fires in the last 24 hours. Huge fiery crash blocked the Stevenson today, and yesterday, lightning destroyed a Blue Line stop. It's official. Mother Nature wants us to use our vacation days. In weather, oh, God. This weekend was the worst. So hot, so muggy, so rainy, so thundery. I made it through the weekend by remembering January. Oh, January, so refreshingly chilly. Seriously, it was so hot that my knuckles sweat. And then the floods. I didn't even mention the floods. There's flooding. In sports, it's official. Super closer Aroldis Chapman comes over from the Yankees to close for the Cubs. The Northsiders gave up 4 players for Chapman, but you know what? He's worth it, at least on the field. Off the field? Shooting guns, alleged domestic violence, weird lawsuits from agents saying they were in prison because he told Cuban officials they helped him defect. It's real. So the Cubs go from Cubs to Dallas Cowboys in a minute. And the Cubs still hate Sammy Sosa, right? Yeah, okay. I love Chapman. He's awesome to watch, but it's also fun to root for a team that almost has zero baggage. And I get it. It's hard in professional sports to have a team with zero baggage. And this is a Cubs team that gave a ton of money to Milton Bradley, so let's just see what happens. On the South Side, nothing to see here. Move along. Sox are boring. Hey, what are those scissors doing out on the table? Chris Sale, what are you doing? Don't cut those jerseys! What the heck happened with Chris Sale? This dude may be a great pitcher, but this is the third or fourth strange lash out in the Sox clubhouse in the past couple years. All right, you know what? Let's see what's out there. I just feel like he's been lights out, but then again, the Sox have been shut out of the playoffs. It might be that he's just not a winner. Great pitcher, but more Jake Peavy rather than Pedro Martinez. Right? Anyone? Oh, yeah, and the Cubs and Sox, they play each other starting tonight. Arrieta goes because, you know, it was just too much for both teams to get Arrieta and Sale on the same schedule. I mean, the math, tells you what they think of the fans. All we asked for was one thing. Arrieta Sale, one game. They couldn't do it for us. Thanks, Chicago. This week is Bears camp. Woohoo! So many questions. Will Jay Cutler keep playing well? Will Jeremy Langford fill Matt Forte's shoes? Will another free agent offensive lineman retire? Oh, we already answered that one. Well, that's today. Nate Chandler signed in June, retired. That's now two offensive linemen who have retired before camp. I wouldn't worry about it, though. The Bears have historically had zero problems with their offensive line. Right? Right. And finally, a new report says that for the first time ever, mobile devices have surpassed computers when it comes to e-commerce. That means more and more people are buying their useless products by using their phone. This marks the death of the desktop, which is a bummer, because I really thought they were doing some great things with screensavers. Really advanced. Well, that's the carryout for July 25th, 2016. Now that the heat has subsided a bit, we're bringing back the Hardy Beef Stew. Never too early for some stew.